support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 432.
Today, Rob asks, do good genre fiction novels need a high concept, an idea that makes them stand out or is the key facet that styles the world? What are the advantages and disadvantages of high concept? Well, if by genre you mean any genre, no, you don't need high concept for any genre. You do need high concept for a high concept book. High concept is when you can basically describe the story in a sentence. High school chemistry professor becomes meth kingpin for Breaking Bad. Or time-traveling robot from the future comes back in time to slay the mother of the resistance, the Terminator. Or a man becomes his own mother, his own father, and becomes a closed loop in history. Predestination, the Ethan Hawke film, which is based on All You Zombies, the Robert Heinlein story. These are all high concept. Dune is high concept. These are all high concept books. Policeman attempts to save wife from terrorists in office building. That's Die Hard. High concept is something you can communicate quickly, easily, and with great accuracy in the marketing materials. High concept stories tend to be thin on characters. They tend to be thin on ideas. They don't have to be, but they tend to be because what people are coming to them for is the high concept. Now, you can pull a switcheroo. You can do what Breaking Bad did and posit a high concept and then go amazing places with it and really explore it and do it in a really deeply sophisticated fashion. Or you can take a very similar high concept and never really do anything with it that approaches the potential of the idea. Like Weeds. Same basic concept. Suburbanite becomes drug kingpin. Except in the case of Weeds, the storytelling focus was on the pettiness of all the characters involved, and it was certainly watchable, but it was tiresome and it doesn't stick in the mind. Whereas the way that Breaking Bad was explored, very, very mentally sticky, leaves you ruminating on it for a long time. Or look to action films. I mentioned Die Hard earlier. Well, Under Siege, which came out a couple years later, was Die Hard on a boat. It was even marketed, basically, as Die Hard on a boat. I saw both of them the same year for the first time. In fact, I think I saw both of them the same night, because I was a kid. We had rented them both from the video store, even though they were made a couple of years apart. And I'll tell you, I had fun with both of them, but 3 days later I remembered Die Hard, and I had forgotten everything about Under Siege except for the nude scene, and that was because I was like 13 at the time. And you remember that kind of thing when you're a 13-year-old male who's interested in females. So yeah, high concept is basic to good pulp. Really important if you want to write good pulp. Pulp can be the launching point for amazing artistic accomplishments, or pulp can be, very simply, great entertainment. It can also be crappy entertainment, but we're looking to do things well on this podcast, so it can be great entertainment or it can be great culture, or it can be both. Both is the best, in my opinion, but that's because that's where my tastes run. Do you need a high concept? Nope. But when you get to the marketing stage, it might help you to invent one that kind of fits, because you do have to snag your readers based on very little immediate contact. And so when you get interviewed to promote a book, you want to have your talking points down. When you run an ad campaign, you want to know what you're advertising and to whom. Because there are a lot of books out there. From that point of view, high concept can be really, really useful. But be aware that your target audience might not respond to high concept. High concept wears people out. There's only so many times in a row you can see, ooh, that's a nifty idea, and then spend your time being relatively bored by it before you start looking for other sorts of presentation in your marketing materials. For what it's worth, I hope that helps. Great question. Thanks for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.